This question is in fact related to Abdullah's question.
What?
Where after the Promise Besides, the followers of Promise Besides are known as Ahmadis, and the movement is known as Ahmadiyyat. Why is it that the followers of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were not known as Muhammadans and his religion Muhammad?
You see, in the beginning, Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in full command of both these faculties. It was not that he was just Muhammad and not Ahmad. This is the wrong concept. It was Muhammadiyat mingled with Ahmadiyat. At the same time, he was awe-inspiring and, you know, very, very, glorious in the majestic sense as well, that people sometimes were afraid of looking at him. This was the, you know, impact of his grandeur. And at the same time, he was so mild that he would bend down to ordinary laborer to whom nobody would care to talk to, and embrace him and loved him, and he stooped down to the level of children, talked to them, old ladies, and had sometimes, sometimes humorous talk with, a very refined humor indeed, but humorous talk with some old ladies. So that was Ahmadiyyat. Ahmadiyyat is not newborn. Ahmadiyyat came to be born with Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But there is one difference of emphasis. If you go to the Bible, you find the teaching of mercy also present there. It is not that Jesus changed the teaching of the Bible and introduced a new element into the religion of Moses. It is only a matter of emphasis. Now there, because Islam was attempted to be wiped out and destroyed with the help of sword, so because Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah was permitted to defend himself and his people through sword, so a large part of his life was involved in a manifestation which was related not to Ahmadiyyat, that is like Jesus Christ, but related to something like Moses. So that is why Muhammadiyat remains predominant, but Ahmadiyat continues to live side by side. So in totality, this is Islam, of course. So even today, Muhammadiyat has not ceased to play a role. Whenever Islam will be attempted to be destroyed by sword, and those who defend the cause, they would be under the shadow of Muhammadiyat. But whenever the message is spread through love and persuasion, then it will be Ahmadiyya part of Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it will be manifesting itself. Now, it's only a question of emphasis. As I have proved, at the time of Moses, also there was a teaching of forgiveness. But emphasis due to those situations was on revenge and fighting back with sword, with the same weapons that the enemy was trying to destroy you. So also was the case of Hazrat Rasulullah Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is why he is equated to Hazrat Moses, not in status, but in style. Kama arsalna ila Firauna Rasula is the expression of the Holy Quran. We have sent you this Prophet of God, this Messenger of Allah, as we had sent Moses earlier before him. So it was Judaism throughout, even at the time of Christianity, but it was named slightly differently, only to emphasize the role which was highlighted during the era of Christianity. So I think under Islam, both Muhammad and Ahmad are covered. So our main title will remain Islam as it is today. There is no doubt about it. What I answered to him was, he said, will there be any need to wipe out the subtitle Ahmadiyyat altogether? That is what I said, no. To that is what I said, no. Not that Ahmadiyyat will replace Islam, because without our relationship with Muhammadiyyat, Ahmadiyyat is nothing. See? So there is no need to call Islam Muhammadiyyat, because then it will miss Ahmadiyyat. No need of calling the people of the latter days just Ahmadis. because they will miss link with Muhammadiyat. So Islam is the beautiful title given by Allah Himself. And Abraham is mentioned in the Holy Quran as the person who was first said and said, Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. Although all prophets did, but he did in a manner that from then on, Islam is the name of all religion. Sorry. See, this is the whole picture. I hope it is quite clear.
It's quite clear, thank you.
It was Islam, it is Islam, it will remain Islam. Mm-hmm. Yet Ahmadiyyat, a subtitle or an indication, will never be totally wiped out, because it will highlight the role we have to play in the world by representing Hazrat Muhammad Rasul Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more his in Ahmadi manifestation than in his Muhammadi manifestation. Correct?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank God you asked this question, otherwise some other people might also have had some difficulty to understand my answer. Yes.